pockets. Cool. Throws. Intercepted. Peter Tillman running it back. It's a reverse skate at the 20, to the 10, to the 5, end zone. Touchdown.
ChicagoBears.com presents Tom Thayer's Play of the Week.
Welcome to Thayer's Play of the Week on ChicagoBears.com. I'm Larry Mayer along with Tom Thayer. And Tom, the Bears gave you a lot to choose from in Jacksonville. What did you pick?
Well, you know, I kind of felt disappointed last week when we didn't take the Charles Tillman interception because it really meant a lot to the victory. So it's nice for him to repeat it so we can watch it. But pay attention to the moment. 6-3, third quarter, first and 20 ball in the 15, 5:29 left in the clock. You know, you got to take everything into consideration because every play has a little bit of different dynamic to it according to where it sets. But I want to watch as the Bears break the huddle defensively and Jaguars come to the line of scrimmage. Watch the movement of the defense because a lot of time in the pre-snap movement of the defense is included deception, trying to make the quarterback maybe think something that isn't exactly going to happen. So we'll have a chance. See the safety split up. Chris Conte, major right. Now, last week, you saw Chris Conte come up to the line of scrimmage before the snap of the ball, alert Tony Romo that he was blitz alert, trying to get communication to the receiver. This time, now, major right comes up to kind of a no man's land. The quarterback has to think about him as a blitzer. The protector's got to think about making sure they protect him if he does blitz. And this receiver thinks, I got Charles Tillman man-to-man under all circumstances. So that's the thinking process of the quarterback right now. You see Major Wright sneaking up. Lance Briggs, if he's here, he's responsibility of the back. As soon as he comes inside the heels of the defensive lineman, he's responsibility of the offensive lineman.
So by Major Wright creeping up, does Blaine Gabbert now think that he has one-on-one coverage on the outside?
Exactly. And it's inviting because you got a lot of space to work with, and you got Charles Tillman in their receiver who, all right, if you're on the same page, you know exactly where he's going to be. So let's watch the play unfold. Major Wright creeps up. Now Major Wright bails out to support the underneath of Charles Tillman. Charles stays on top of the receiver. Look where the quarterback's looking. Immediately down here, Larry. Fires it. But the thing about it is when they're even, he fires the ball, leaves it short, and Charles, again, like last week, is breaking on the football. And the receiver's out of position. Now let's enjoy the fruits of his labor. Watching the run back to pay dirt. You see all the blockers, and that's the great thing about the Bears defense. You got Lance Briggs. These guys are interested. Look at Urlacher. These guys are interested in getting a block for their teammate. And this is probably the greatest thing of the interception, is how all the teammates contribute to him getting in the end zone.
Right, it's a big thing with them. I know if you run it back a little bit, if you look at Briggs and Urlacher, I mean, they immediately go from defense to offense as far as blocking. Watch the two of those guys, and they just turn around and go get some blocks.
I'm telling you, you got two Hall of Famers. Look at Urlacher, where he comes from, and look at he continues his effort upfield, takes aim on a guy between he and the goal line, sustains a block. We got Stephen Paya down there. You know, it's great enthusiasm by these guys. When you do get the takeaway and you have the determination to get into the end zone, you know, this is great for high school kids to see. When you see the efforts given by Hall of Famers downfield, that's why it's the play of the week.
Great stuff as always, Tom. Thanks a lot. And thanks for joining us on ChicagoBears.com.